Pastor. And everybody say hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here tonight. I think I've come into a Pentecostal church. There's no doubt the signature and the stamp of God's approval is upon this church. You don't have to doubt when you walk in what you think, what you believe, and who you worship. It's obvious tonight that this is not about us, but it's about God. Because if it's up to us, and if it's about us, it's up to us. But because it's not about us, then it's not up to us. So it's all about God, and so that's why God does a great work. That's why He moves, because we have surrendered our will to Him, and He will work, and we're going to let Him work tonight. But somebody say amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for the accommodations that you gave us. Thanks for the meal this afternoon for my son and I, and we are delighted. We've heard so much, thank you, Bo, so much about this church. Your reputation precedes you. We've heard how that you're calm and collective. We've heard how that you have to try to make you worship and force you to love God, because God has not done anything for you. That's why you come and sit and stare. One of the writers said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Before you ever can thank God, you got to think about God. So every time I think about God, I got to thank God, because I can't think about Him without thanking Him for what He's done for me. That's why every once in a while I got to stop and think of the goodness of Jesus. I got to think where He's brought me from. I got to think what He's going to do for me, and then my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 15. If you're here tonight without the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you need it before you leave tonight. If it's been a while since you spoke in tongues, you ought to speak in tongues a little while tonight. Now, I know you can shout good, and I know you can sing good, but I want you to speak good. I want you to speak out, let the Holy Ghost bring something on you tonight. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30 and 15 says, the horse leech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things say not it is enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not it is enough. Those four things never say. The grave never says it's enough. The barren womb never says it's enough. Neither is the earth not filled with water that says, and the fire never says it's enough. Let's talk about for just a little while tonight. It's not enough. Now, you may be satisfied with what God's done for you, but it's not enough. I'm glad where God brought me from, but it's not enough. I thank God for the pit He brought me out of, but you're going to help me now? I said, I thank God for what He did for me today, but oh, now you're catching on. I thank God for His blessings upon me, but I thank God for saving my son, but I got another one that's lost, so let's clap our hands and give God a little praise right now. Somebody shout, it's not enough. Somebody shout it. Come on, you didn't shout it, you just said it. Somebody shout, it's not enough. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You determine. You determine. Somebody say, it's me. You determine if what God has done for you is enough. Nobody determines how much God gives you but yourself. So you determine if what God has done for you is enough. Now, if all of your prayers have been answered and all of your children are saved, and you have more money than you know where to spend it, and you have all of your desires for God filled, then I may not be preaching to you tonight. But if there's anybody that you want to see saved, and if there is not enough money in your account, and if there's something in your body that you need healing from, it's not enough. You see, you determine if what God has done for you is enough. Now, I may be preaching to some tonight that says it's enough. I have all that I need. I don't need any more from God. I am where I need to be. I don't need another blessing. I don't need another touch of God. But for somebody that is in the house tonight, you're going to cry out, it's not enough. I've got a feeling that somebody's getting ready to step into something in the Holy Ghost tonight. I got that little feeling that somebody's going to claw their way into a blessing that was not going to be given until you decided that I'm going to get it now. I got a feeling that somebody who come a little reserved tonight that said, I think I'll sit this one out, honey. There ain't a service that I'm going to sit out, because God says if you'll shout something out, I'm going to bless you. Somebody's got to say it's not enough. It's not enough. I got a feeling that God wants to do more for me than I want him to do for me. I said God wants to do more for me than I want him to do. You got to understand, I don't even understand all that God wants to do. I can't even think. I can't even imagine the things God wants to do, because I am so limited to humanity. I'm limited to what I know. But if you only knew what God wanted to do for you. You don't think you understand all that. I don't understand what God would bless me with. When I begin to ask God for things, I can't even imagine how much more that God wanted to give to me. In Egypt, you see, there was not enough. They didn't have enough this and they didn't have enough that. And then when they found themselves in the wilderness, it was just enough manna, just enough quail. But then when they entered into the promised land, it was not enough. It was not just enough. But when they entered into the promised land, it was more than enough. I don't know when's the last time you had more than you need, but I'd like to have more than I'd like to be running over when I leave this house tonight. I think I'd like for somebody to carry me out of here drunk tonight. I think I'd like to wake up in the morning and I would like to feel like I'm walking on air. It's not enough. I don't care what God's done. I don't care how far he's brought you from. It's not enough. God is looking for people right now who will challenge him and say, God, there is more to you than what I have already experienced. I look at some of you and I think that you're looking at God and say, God, is there any more than what I have? I want to tell you, you haven't apexed. You haven't reached a time in your life when you've exhausted God. You say, yeah, but I've been blessed lately. Honey, that ain't nowhere near what God wants to bless you with. Yeah, but God's been doing more for me than he's ever done. That's a good thing, but it ain't enough. I got a feeling God wants to put something on us that I can say, yes, he's been more good to me than he's been to it. He's trying to tell this church it's not enough. I thank God for everybody here, but it ain't enough. I thank God for the last service, but it's not enough. I thank God for my last experience, but it's not enough. I thank God the last time he helped me, but it's not enough. Thank God for the last person he saved, but it's not enough. Somebody say, it's not enough. When's the last time you went to your bank statement you get from the bank and you found more money in there than you had put in? When I was in Bogalusa a few months ago, As a man came and just threw some money down the altar and went back and sat down. He came to me just a few nights later. He said, Brother Holland, I want to tell you something. I just balanced my checkbook. And he said, when I balanced my checkbook, I got $7,000 more in there than I had last month. I said, well, you shouldn't have put so much in. He said, that's the problem. I didn't put the $7,000 in there. He said, somebody put it in there for me. Oh, I know that's just a little bit high and mighty for us to believe, but let me tell you, if God can give you enough money to pay your light bill and pay your car payment and go out and get you a burger, then God can give you more than you expect. That's what God's trying to tell us. I want to be more than enough. I want to be more. It's got to be with our churches that I say, God, I thank you for my job, but it ain't enough. I thank you, I paid my car payment, but I want a little bit more. Some of you are going to have to begin to reach out to God and say, it's not enough. I haven't received the best. I haven't received the greatest. Somebody shout, it's not enough. That pastor, I looked at him. I said, Brother Quave, I said, that bald-headed little man that's built for comfort, not for speed, that sits over here. Little chubby man, you know. I said, would he exaggerate? He said, not in his life. I said, well, he just came up to me and he told me that there's $7,000 more dollars in his checking account than there was last month. He said, if there's $7,000 more dollars in his checking account than there was last month, there's $7,000. Now, I know y'all look at me, Google out right now, like, my God, I wish that would happen to me. It don't come by wishing. It don't come by looking outside and seeing the first star and say, wish I may, wish I might, wish my wish come true tonight. That ain't going to happen. But I'll tell you what the word says. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. I'm going to tell you, God's trying to exalt the church of his name and say, you got to tell me it's not enough. You can't sit around and say, I wish I had what she had. I wish God would bless me. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to put my voice out to God and I'm going to say, it's not enough. I don't care what you've done for me before, but it's not enough. I got a need and God's got an answer. Somebody shout, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. If there's anything in your life right now that you need God to do, you got to cry out, it's not enough. If there's one thing lacking in your life tonight that you need, you got to say, it's not enough. If you've overcome many trials and temptations, but there's one nagging thing in your life right now, you got to say, it's not enough. If God brought you halfway, he wants to finish. Yeah, but God did this for me and that, and I'm going to have, no, no, no. Don't settle for less than a complete. Don't stop God now. Don't let your faith die now. You got to say, it's not enough. I still got a baby that's lost. I still got a co-worker that's on their way to hell. It's not enough. Now, God, I thank you for filling this church up, but it's not enough. I thank you for the folks that got the Holy Ghost last week, but it's not enough. I thank you for the last baptism, but it's not enough. Somebody say, it's not enough. It don't matter how much God's done for you. It's not enough. Oh, help me, Jesus. I feel my help coming right now. Let me ask you something. I know you're a shouter because I watched you shout. I know you're a worshiper. I watched you worship. I know you are. But let me ask you something. When's the last time that you laid hands on somebody and they got healed? Huh? I love y'all's worship, but when's the last time that somebody say, pray for me, that you laid your hands on them and said, in Jesus' name, I command this to be done, and it was done. These signs shall follow them that believe. You know what's getting ready to happen to the apostolic movement? There is going to be hands of God that are going to be stretched forth. I was in the Impact just a few weeks ago, and I went through the lobby of the motel, and there was a lady behind the counter, and I looked at her. I said, well, if you're going to be up all night, I guess I'll pray for you before I go to bed in case somebody calls me and tells me they needs me, that you'll be awake. She said, why don't you pray for me right now? I said, well, I can do that. She said, I have cancer in my body, and I'm taking treatments. And she said, it's starting to go down. She said, because it's a huge knot, and it's starting to go down, but I need you to pray for me now. That ain't no problem. I reached across that counter and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this thing to go. I walked back into that lobby the next night, and when I walked through, she said, preacher, come here. I walked over there. She said, all day long today, she said, I've been feeling of that knot, and she said, it's just a little bit now. All day long it's been going down. I've come to tell you, it's not enough. I don't care what they do in Africa. I don't care how much God does overseas. I want God to do something here, and I want him to do something now. I said, somebody has got to put God to the test and say, it's not enough. I come to every service believing that God is going to outdo himself from the last service. I come to every service believing that God is going to excel and be exalted higher than the last one, because God's not going to leave us where he found us, and no service is going to be duplicated by the last one. But he's saying, challenge me, ask of me, what do you want? But you got to cry out, it's not enough. It's not enough. Something has to move in you to challenge you. To say, God, you can take me from where I am, and you can do something with my life. It's not enough. I'm afraid. I'm afraid we get patternized into a place where we get to the same thing and we go to the same level, and we never step out and we never step into and we never crawl into a dimension where we can find that there is more supernatural and there's more touch and a breath of God that can be upon us. We got to cry out, it's not enough. God, I thank you for ever blessing her, but I got some needs. I thank you for the help. A lady walked up to me in the Bogalusa church, and she said, I need delivered from out and from nicotine. I said, that ain't no problem with God. She said, I want you to pray for me. I said, I ain't going to pray for you. She said, I thought that's what you preachers do. I said, yeah, that's our problem, is you think we do it. You think you got to have us to do that. I said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. I found a bottle of olive oil. I was trying to find one. There you go. I got a bottle of olive oil out. I took the lid off that dude. I said, okay, here you go. I said, you put your finger on that thing. So she did like that. I said, now I want you to put that on your tongue. She took that bottle of oil, she slapped it on her tongue. Now, you know what the problem is? Some of y'all don't even want it on your forehead, nor less on your tongue. You mess with me, I'll have some of y'all drink that right now just to get your spirit out of you. Oh, I've had them drink it. Let me ask something. If God would deliver you of something in your life tonight that you've had trouble with, would you take a drink of that? Okay, let's just pray with that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I want you to bring this man out of that. I want there to be something in the Holy Ghost that saturates, that purifies. I want there to be a taporande. I thank you, God, from this moment forward, that spirit that wraps itself around about this man will not have the authority and the power. It cannot damn his spirit. It cannot devour the very thing that you have for him. I curse the thing in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of anger. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, we get to a place where we think that's enough, but it ain't enough. If you only knew where God wants to take you to. I said, if you only knew where God wants to take you to. You think this is enough? It ain't enough, baby. You ain't never seen what God's about to pour out upon his church. You think a little dab here and a little dab there? No, 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 no. It's about to be an outpouring. It ain't going to be a shower of blessing. It's going to be an outpouring of the power and the demonstration of Almighty God on us. But somebody's got to cry out, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not. Feel almost. My God, something just moved in here. I said something just moved in here. Woo, something just moved. She took that thing she had known in her tongue. She came out the next night. Pastor, she said, I ain't had a cigarette in 24 hours. Good. She came back the next night and had a cigarette 48 hours. I was back there just about 4 weeks ago or five. And she said, you know what? It's been 3 months and I still ain't had a cigarette. I'm talking about somebody who's been baptized in Jesus' name, who spoke in tongues, but said, it's not enough. I'm not going to be delivered from everything and be bound by one thing. I've come tonight to tell somebody, you got to cry out, it's not enough. I don't care what God's done for me. There's still something else that I need God to do. I'm not an appreciative. I just need a help. I just need a little deliverance. I need God to reach down and move something out of my way. Somebody said, it's not enough. Oh my God. Somebody better get ready for something to. Somebody, Jesus. Some of y'all about to get something you ain't had. You hear me? You're about to get something you ain't had before. You say, what I see in the Holy Ghost right now, it's so profound and it's so determined for this church. There's some of you individuals, you're struggling with things that the devil's told you you'll never get over. He's told some of you there's some things you're going to have to live with. I want to tell you, there ain't nothing I want to live with if I don't have to live with it. There ain't one thing I can't have if I got the faith to. You're letting the devil brainwash you. You're letting him tell you, God ain't going to do that. And you sit and you watch old brother Mike and sister Sally, and they get what they need, and you're standing over there saying, I don't know why God ain't doing that for me. I want to tell you, you can't be pitiful and powerful at the same time. I said, you can't be pitiful and powerful at the same time. I don't know why God ain't blessing me. It seemed like I'm always the last one. I never win anything. Everybody always wins and I don't win. No wonder you ain't winning, because the devil's telling you you ain't worthy. I want to tell everybody in the edible shah. I said, you ain't worthy, but the blood of Jesus Christ, it makes me worthy. I am a child of God, and it's not enough. It's not enough. When those lepers came to Jesus and he looked at all of them, be thou clean, be thou clean. And those 10 lepers left. My God, I ain't got leprosy no more. I feel so much better. But one of them says, it ain't enough, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. It's not that I ain't thankful that I don't see these spots. It's not that all these ulcerated places on my hands and my feet. It's not that the sore is not dried up. It's not that my leprosy is not there. But you see, Lord, I got this finger that's missing. Because a leprosy ulcerated things off. You can read about there were fingers missing, toes missing. It would destroy. And I believe that one walked back and said, now, Jesus, I thank you for what it's done, but it just ain't enough. I'm glad, Lord, where you brought me from, but it just ain't enough. I thank you for saving Mike and Sally and Joe and Mary, but it just ain't. I thank you that I got $10 in my wallet, but that ain't enough. I thank you, Lord, you're bringing revival, but that somebody's going to have to go back to Jesus and say, it's not enough. I love you. I need you, so I want you to. Somebody's going to have to shout with me, it's not enough. I said, somebody's going to have to shout with me, it's not enough. So I wonder who it's going to be that God is going to see your determination and he's going to place his desire upon you. Huh? Who is it that God's going to see your determination and hold on, oh God have mercy. It's just, you see the Lord spoke to me during service and he told me that he's going to take some things and move out so he can move in your life. And there's some things you're struggling with and you're just about there, but every time you get there, there's an issue that just keeps rehearsing and rehearsing and it just don't want to let go. But in the name of Jesus, I set you free by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ, and there shall be no hindrance. And the very thing that has thwarted the next move of God in your life shall not have the authority. The thing that has lingered around and says you can't overcome, by the name of the blood of Jesus, I smite that out. And there shall come a victory. And there shall come a thrill. Somebody clap your hands and shout, it's not enough. It's easy to stand back and you see, I know what the devil wants to do to us. He wants to let us go to a certain point, but beyond that, he says, you're not getting nowhere. He don't mind all that we're doing here tonight. That don't bother the devil a bit, but you know what he loves to do is get you by yourself and put his ugly hands on your throat and says, you know you can't get over that. You know you can't get delivered from that. You know God ain't going to bless you. He don't mind you jumping around and high-fiving this ceiling and burning your lips on these lights. Sockets, that don't bother the devil. But when you're on your way to work and you want to hound God, I'm going to get enough money this weekend to pay that rent. And how in the world am I going to get my mama, my daddy in the church? And he said, but in the name of the Lord, I thank you that there shall come an open hand of the Lord upon this man. And that which the enemy has tried to drive away and say it can't happen, it's a lie. And Satan, this man's going to prove that you're a liar. And God is going to bring to pass the blessed Nilelaborekoa. Yes, somebody said it's not enough. It's just not the Tama. It's Oh, this don't bother the devil, folks. This don't bother the devil. If you think it bothers him, all y'all, and I worship with you, but I tell you what's going to bother him more is when you wake up in the morning, you say, devil, you're a liar. And you pick up your purse and you put it on your arm, or you take your wallet and you put it in your back pocket and you say, Lord God, I am blessed going in and coming out. I am blessed in the city. It's when you say, God, I thank you that there's going to be money put in my bank. I'm going to find money in my wallet. I'm going to stick my hand in my trousers. And God, you're going to hear God. You see, the enemy's tried to convince you that it ain't going to happen. He said enough to you that anybody with less than what you have would have already given up. And the devil's saying, That's just somebody else preaching, and you're standing there and you say, God, this is true. But God is true, and every man is a liar that has tried. So I send upon you in the name of Jesus. I divorce every attack of the enemy. I smite even that which was coming against you even now. And you shall give birth to that in the name of the Lord. I said you shall give birth to it in the name of the Lord. You just have to be a little more determined than the devil is. Oh, I gotta say that again. You have to be a little bit more determined than the devil is. Understand that he is determined to keep the next move of God out of your life. He is saying you're not gonna get there. That's not. I wish somebody would grab hold of the Lord tonight and say, I ain't letting you go till you bless me. If I gotta set my alarm clock for 3 o'clock in the morning and just get on my feet and say, thank you, Jesus. I want to let you know, devil, that it's not enough and that God's about to bless me. He's about to pour something out on me. Somebody shout, it's not enough. I wonder if we could send a signal to the devil tonight. When I walk in my motel tonight, Bishop, I'm going to tell the receptionist, what room we in, 121? I'm going to say, at 3 a.m., give me a wake-up call. Because at 3 a.m., I'm going to get up in my motel room. And I'm going to let the devil know, you're a liar. And what you think you're going to do, you ain't going to do. And I thwart your attempt right now of anything that you had mind of doing to me and my family. I wonder if we could not send a signal to hell in the morning at 3 o'clock. Thank you. There's one with me. Huh? I need a few more. He said, well, I'm going to wake me up. You think the devil's asleep? You think the devil's laying down the job? You think, I just won't let him know I'm about to get my blessing. I just want to remind him what God has promised he's going to do. I just want to remind him, I ain't dead, Satan. I just want to remind you that my God said it, I believe it. And that I just want to remind you, I can wake up in the morning and I can lift my voice and I can say hallelujah anyhow. I think God says I need a church that'll get up in the morning at 3 o'clock and say it's not enough, it's not enough, it's not enough. I thank you for what you've done, but it's not enough. God, I feel some prophecy in this house. That lady walked up to that little cage where they collect utility bills. And she slipped that little piece of paper underneath there. And very embarrassingly, she said, ma'am, I don't have enough to pay this bill. If my numbers are right, I think they are, it's $145. And she said, all I have to pay on this utility bill is $25. And she said, I'm going to ask you. And she said, I'm embarrassed to do this, but I'm going to ask you, would you please not turn my utilities off? This is all I have. She's in the Bogalusa church. And she said, well, just a moment, ma'am. And she looked at it, and she pulled up with the computer. She said, well, that's fine. She said, you mean you'll accept this? Oh, yeah, I'll accept this. She said, because I know this payment, this says $145, but my screen is showing $25. You mean that this bill I got from my youth. She said, I can't explain. All I know is that somebody has paid $120 for you. It came, and all you owe is $25. It ain't enough. I said, it ain't enough. I'm expecting God to do something for me every day of my life. I got to believe that, God, you ain't finished with what you started in me. You ain't done in blessing me. You ain't done in saving my family. You ain't done in pouring out a blessing on me. There's got to be an elevation of our faith tonight that steps in and says, God, it ain't enough. I need some help right now. I don't care what you did when mama told me about it. It don't matter what the book says it happened about Matthew. I need God to do something for me right now. It just ain't enough. Oh, Jesus. Would you two mind coming up here just a moment? Yeah. Would y'all mind? Jesus. Now, God, by faith. Yeah, but give me y'all's hands. Put them on top of one another. Thank you. By faith, I divert right now. It is tried and said, and you have spoken it, and now it's almost become part of your life that those things will never come to pass. Even the privacy of your home and in your room, you've even spoken those things that were negative and wondering, God, will you ever let this happen? I speak against every inferior spirit that has attacked your home and every devilish scheme that says you cannot arise above, but that you will always be low and condescending. But I speak into your spirits tonight that everything that says cannot be will be removed, and there shall be a release of the Holy Spirit, a power upon you, and the thing that you feel strangled by, God, you must never again speak in the past, but you must speak in the present and the future that God is for me and God will work for Lilibusha. I call a blessing from heaven upon you, and those things that were shall not be in the name. I thank you for it. By the authority of the word in the name of Jesus, I release your faith. I release you under the shit. Jesus. It's just not enough. Now, let's go back to something. I gotta quit here. Let's go back to this. My God, have mercy. Something struck here a while ago, Pastor. Just struck. What God is about to do, it's already been spoken by Brother Suber. I know that he hadn't told me. He's my friend. Brother Sutton hadn't told me. But he's very prophetically spoken to this church about some things that's going to happen. But I just see in that spirit a forthcoming of some things that God is going to release in such magnificent manner. And it will be in pockets of demonstration. It will take one group and then another group and then another group and then another group. And that pocketing of the supernatural will fall. And there will be such demonstration in your homes, Elah Moshat, and in your vehicles. There will be such experiences that God is going to give people as families and individuals. And you are about to be released into something in the supernatural that you did not even understand could happen. A few years ago, I was at a technical and technology future speaking of what was coming out on the market. And that man looked at me and he said, "Sir, if we would expose the American public to the things that are coming out in technology, they would not believe it. So we have got them ready. And at different times, we will expose the market as people graduate into the receiving of the technology that is forthcoming." The Lord spoke to me then. And he said, "I cannot give my people except in measures and degrees all that I would give them, because mortally they would not be able to stand. And so I must move them into levels and degrees and dimensions, because what I am going to give them before I come, if I would show them that now, they could not. But it will be for those who will step by dimensions and degrees with me, and then there will be an unfolding of the power and the majesty of my might among them." I speak to this church tonight. There must be a continuance and a desire of God that you seek for and desire and say, "It's not enough. I thank you, God, for my last move of the Spirit, but that is not enough. I thank you for the last prayer meeting that I was in when I fell prostrate before you, but that is not enough. I thank you for the last word of prophecy I spoke, but that is not enough. I thank you for the last time I lifted my hands and I felt such a rush of your Spirit, but that's not enough." There is something that God is trying to breathe. You hear this preacher on September the 7th. There is a dimension that God is about to unleash upon the apostolic movement. I believe that the same wave that came against New Orleans, those 30 to 35 foot waves in the natural, the Lord spoke to my friend and I and said the same measure that happened in the natural, it always reflects the spiritual. And the wave that came in on New Orleans, I will send a wave of my glory. And when it begins to move into my churches, it will do the damage that the enemy has tried. You see, it destroyed homes and lives, but this wave is going to destroy demon activity. And the wave of God is going to destroy the strongholds that are in people's lives. You got to hear me. You don't understand what we're about to launch into. That's why I've come tonight to preach to you. It's not enough. I thank God for every move of God in my life, but it's not enough. I want another demonstration. I want another move of God. I want my best prayer meeting. I want my best fast days ahead. I want my best worship to be my next service. It's not enough. You're about to see God unfold some things into your life. Somebody say, "I receive." I said, you're about to receive some unfolding of things of God in your life. Things that have been crippling to you for years. I feel the Spirit speaking to me to tell you that there's some in this building that you have lived under the crippleization of your past. And every time you try to walk on your own, the enemy reminds you not just of your mistakes, but the injustices that have been done to you. And you cannot get up and go. And you walk like a crippled man. And you worship crippled. Because you see, crippled people cannot be demonstrative as someone who's non. And you worship, but it's with a cripplization. And the Spirit speaks to me and said, "I am not going to leave you crippled. But I am going to take and I'm going to elevate my Spirit within you. If you'll cry out, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. I'm not living in my past. I'm not letting it strangle me anymore. I release the offender in my life. Hear me. I release the offender in my life." Somebody has to say that to God right now. I release the offender in my life. I release the hurt. I release the pain. I release the injustice. I said, "Abba, I don't care how much I speak in tongues. I release those things in my life that leave me a crippled worshiper." And you know who you are, that word of the Lord was for just now. You've been crippled by your past. There's so much hurt, Pastor, I feel. There's people screaming out in the spirit. I hear your screams right now. I hear you screaming from the inside. I can't get past this. I can't release myself from this hurt. It's too strong. I blame myself. It's not your fault. I speak to a young lady tonight in her early 20s. It's not your fault. It was not your fault. I speak against that spirit of agonization. I speak against it now. It shall not determine against you anymore. But it releases even in your mind right now. I send a surge of the spirit to your mind, lady, that your mind shall be clear. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord right now. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. Oh, God. Pastor, not too many days from now, there'll be those who'll come to you. And he's going to say, that service, I put God to the test. And God supplied financially for me with something I did not know how was going to come. Some of y'all received that word I just spoke a while ago. You received that in the name of the Lord. Some of y'all received that. Oh, God, it's just, I can't get to all of it tonight. It's just, it's too much. Tila. Oh, Jesus. Come here, darling. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Shandala Masaya. Would you mind just lifting your hands on your way up? Thank you, baby. Thank you. Shatoko Shandala Masaya. God honors your worship. God honors your praise. But the enemy knows it's surface, but you're doing the best you can with what you have to do with. But inside it's raviness, inside it's hell, inside it's torment. You want to be released, but it seems like that it keeps getting deeper. But I dismiss from you even the laughter. Even the laughter that you have heard, as though the devil was laughing at you and saying, you will not get loose from me, and he's laughed at you, and you've heard the laughter. I speak in the name of Jesus that no longer, in the name that Elohosha Sandaha, I release you from the strangling and the holding back everything that has been damning and destroying. I release you from that into your body, your mind, and your spirit. Goes the Spirit of God even right now and sets you free. My God, my God. Jesus. The crying out. So here's what we're going to do. The lady on the back row in the middle with the little gold, would you please come here? Thank you. As you walk up here, lift your hands. God, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. It's over. It's over. As of right now, at this moment in the name of, it's a faith moment that you have right now. It's a faith moment you just received. You just sent Ila Parololobosha Sandaya. And the angels of the Lord have been sent to your rescue. And the thing that you was going to have to face, God steps in. And you are not going to have to face that, for God has sent before you. And he will contain that very thing. It shall not escape the grasp of God's authority and power, but it shall be subdued and dismissed in the name of the Lord. Yes, I thank you for that help in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands right now and let's entertain the Spirit of the Lord. That's it. Come on. Your faith, that one leper went back to Jesus and said, it's not enough. You see, you have to go to the Lord right now and say, God, I thank you for what you've done, but it's not enough. I've got one aggravating thing that still troubles me. There's one pricking sensation. There's one issue in my life I'm facing. There's an issue on the job that I need you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the movement, but God, I need this one thing, somebody. It's one thing I need now, you to operate in the midst. Yeah, it's not enough, God. I thank you that I'm healed, but I want to be whole. I thank you that my husband here, but my daughter's lost. I thank you that my mom's here, but my daddy needs help. It's not enough. It ain't enough. I thank you for healing me back 5 years ago, but I'm facing it again tonight. It's not enough. 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 Would you stand and come toward this altar right now? And when you come, would you please lift your hands like this? Amen. As though you're receiving and you're taking from God right now. He said, my hand is toward you. My hand is toward you. That's it. Lift up your hand and open up. If you need the Holy Ghost, get the Holy Ghost tonight. If you need a fresh baptism, let's get it. There's healing all over this house. A prophetic word goes for that. That's it. Turn your hand. That's it. Receive. Come on, take it. God, I take my dimension of the glory. I take my mind to be settled. I take the healing for my depression. I take my deliverance from my oppression. I take my man. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. I'll be healed again. I'll be blessed again. I'll be up again. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's all over this house. It's all over this house. It's not enough. I don't care what I received when I first was baptized. It's not enough. I don't care what I found when I first got in the church. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. I need another touch. I need a fresh baptism. Until the faith returns. Even right now, as you lift up your hands, as you lift up your voice in faith, and you say, Lord, I believe. I believe, I believe that the essence of what you are and who you are shall be exposed and exhibited in my life. The very essence of who you are and what you are, I shall receive it. It's not enough. I am not going to be proud of what you promised. I will not let myself be slack. God, you're not going to give it to others and withhold it from me. It's not enough. I thank you for blessing the others, but I want you to help me. I'm not going to live with not enough. I'm not going to live in this state of poverty. My spiritual being shall not dry up and die. I receive now of the Lord. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. You can sing right now. You can worship in song if you would. Come on, all over this house. You have no idea what God's about to embellish.
You don't know what there'll be experiences happening at 3 o'clock in the morning. I said at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a dimension and a power of God happen upon your life as you wake up and give thanks to God.
In the name of Jesus. It's not enough. The fire never says it's enough. The waters that's not filled never says it's enough. The grave never says it's enough, and neither will I say it's enough. It's never going to be enough. I will challenge God. I will
manifest your promises. Another moment.
Another moment, yeah.
Another season for a breakthrough. A breakthrough.
Jesus.
Another level.
Another level.
Another harvest.
Another day. It's happening, it's happening. It's happening right now. It shall be done. It shall be done in the name of Jesus. It's not enough. I'm about to step into my expectancy. I'm about to step in. It's not enough. God, you're going to bring the past in my life. I heal.
You to manifest your promises. Another moment. Another season for a breakthrough. Another harvest.
Oh yeah.
Another day for you to manifest your promises. Another moment.
Ooh, yeah.
Another season for us.
Speak it in the name of Jesus. It's not enough. God will supply that. God will move that out of the way.
Manifest your promises.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. That's it. Holy.
That's it.
It ain't enough.
A day to live.